What about mob walks with our heads down, you know, because, you know, white lads always say that we, you know, we was dumb when we was... But yeah, that's all the brothers out there, just keep your chin up, mate, because we smart, you know, and we adapt to everything.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to, when you get out, you know, because you've got a criminal record and that. You go for jobs or whatever. They just look at you like, you know, you're just not a criminal.
There should be something out there for, you know, Indigenous people out there wouldn't get out, you know. Should be sticking strong with our culture out there. Should be out there doing what we do out here, in here. You know, you should be doing that out there. Our arts, looking after our, you know, babies, and, you know, be a father figure to them. And hopefully, you know, they go down the right track.
We grew up with love and family and that, but sometimes in life, you know, like, we've got to eat, you know. We don't mean to do the things we've done, and we're not proud of it, but we've done it, you know. And, like, if we live in the past, we'll get buried in there. Yeah, so we've got to keep moving forward, but sometimes moving forward is like, you know, we've got to break through walls and that, you know.
You got to stick up, you know, and start, you know, standing on your own 2 feet and just listen to the elders. Jail is not fun for our people.
Even in here, you know, like, I'm a fair-skinned black fella, but, you know, I've seen, well, when I worked and that, you see the lads saying all these abo jokes and all that, you know, but then when you class yourself as a courier, it's like they'll just push you aside, you know. And then all of a sudden you feel like this big and then you just get moved on. But like, yeah, I'm a proud black fella. That's what I tell my kids too, you know. When you look in the mirror, you see a black fella, you know. You're proud of, a lot of the brothers, you know, they put their head down because their white mates look at them like, oh, you're gar, like, was cavemen, like, we're garwong, you know. And that's when I say this half-caste that. Well, they can't measure how much blood you got in your body as a black man. My mum's a fair-skinned curry and my Uncle Timo, you know, he's black, but they twins. So on and so forth, you know. And that just goes to show, so what, who's more blacker, Michael Timo, because he got black skin, or me mum? You know what I mean? But they twins. If he was a blood brother with a white lad and he got a bit of curry blood in him, does that make him one dot black fella? You know what I mean? Can't measure it, you know. And that's what these black fellas saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm quarter caste. You know what? Yeah. What do you mean you're quarter caste? It's either you're black or you're black.